The English poet and painter William Blake once said, "It is easier to forgive an enemy than to forgive a friend." I imagine most of you would agree with Blake. The wounds of betrayal run deep and are difficult to heal. History doesn't forget those who play the role of betrayer. To call someone a Benedict Arnold or to say, "And you, Brutus?" is to draw from the deep well of betrayal etched in our history books. The betrayed have long memories. You may have your own memories of betrayal, of friends, a lover, or that family member who was labeled the black sheep. Betrayal only comes by the hands of those we are holding. We are betrayed by those to whom we belong. But there is one betrayal we would like to forget, the one carried out by our own hands. Maybe this is why we are so quick to vilify those who betray. It keeps hidden the pain and damage we've created by our own betrayals. To avoid being seen, we point elsewhere. And if you want to point to a betrayer who cast a shadow over our own failures of belonging, Judas Iscariot may be our best target. He plays a significant role in the crucifixion and death of Jesus, God's own son, by betraying him with a kiss. In the end, he is remorseful. Unable to bear the shame of his own betrayal, he hangs himself on a tree. Many may write Judas off as being beyond forgiveness, but we would do well to remember that while Judas was hanging on a tree, so was Jesus. As we enter the season of Holy Week with Easter on the horizon, we are reminded that Jesus went to the cross to save us from our deepest betrayal, betraying the Father to whom we belong. Does Jesus remember Judas's treachery on the cross? Does he remember our betrayals? The author of Hebrews adds a short answer to that question. "Their sins and lawless acts I will remember no more." Instead of remembering our betrayal, Jesus remembers our belonging. In this way, Jesus remembers us. Jesus is putting us back together, healing us and making us whole. He is bringing us back into relationship with Him and His Father in the Spirit. Jesus remembers us back to belonging. As we journey through Holy Week, may we remember that Jesus walks with us hand in hand, bringing us into the belonging we've always been made for, the communion of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I'm Anthony Mullins, speaking of life.
Thanks for watching GCI Speaking of Life. We hope you enjoyed it and were inspired.
We'd love to connect with you, so be sure to like us on Facebook.
You can also check out more on our website and subscribe to our newsletter for the most current GCI news.
Thanks again for watching, and we'll see you in the next video.